Monday morning, and of course, on this Monday, we try to get positive, and the positivity man is here.
I'm here, and I am cold, McCurley. How about this cold, cold weather? Rumor has it we might get some snow tomorrow.
Yeah, it's cold as a naked witch. I'm here to tell you.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Well,
I'm glad.
Naked anybody.
Yeah, that's right.
It is cold.
It is.
Be careful, people. Seriously, you can get hyperthermia. A lot of sickness going around too. Speaking of which, you were sick. You're better now.
And, yeah.
So everything's good. But
I'm back.
I wanted to talk a little bit. There's so much going on today.
There it is. Yeah.
The Talladega County basketball tournament starts today.
Yep.
I'll be up there here in just a little bit, calling games. We've also got the national championship of football tonight between Notre Dame and Ohio State. And do you also know that it's Inauguration Day for President Trump? And then, of course, we also have that today is Martin Luther King Day.
It is.
Now, I got to ask you, are you off today?
I am off today. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, but there's a lot of holidays that are named after presidents and really people who are real positive.
Yeah.
Okay. But I got to ask you, what about some folks that don't get that big notoriety?
Yeah.
You know,
there are a lot.
I was thinking, how about somebody like, Oral Roberts or, some of the big evangelists in the world? Anybody come to your mind?
Yeah, there are a couple. And, you know, you're speaking on positivity, Martin Luther King is definitely on the Mount Rushmore of. Positive people, and he has one of the, I taught U.S. history for several years, and he has one of the best quotes that I love, McCurley. It's so simple, but it's so just wonderful and refreshing, and it is, quote, "The time is always right to do what is right," and that is just so simple and wonderful, and it creates so much just impact, and it's simple.
Wow.
So, to answer your question, I would think more along the lines of more contemporary people. That's where my brain goes. How about people that you wouldn't think about, like a Denzel Washington? You know,
yeah.
He is amazing at communication, and he's about to, I think he's in the process of becoming, a minister, and he's just got so many wonderful things going on. A big, huge guy that I love is Admiral William McRaven.
Yep.
He just so positive, and everything that he speaks on is just – it's just impactful, you know.
I think about someone like a humanitarian.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah. The
millions and billions of dollars that she's given away to help people.
Yes.
Just
yes,
to
that's
help
a
people.
Good one. And, you know, she does so much with literature and, with the books and everything that she does, the Imagination Library. Are you familiar with a guy named Tony Robbins?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, same thing. Just anytime he opens his mouth and speaks, people listen because he's just got that positive aura where people want to automatically listen to him.
And I'll tell you another Tony that's like that is Tony Dungy.
Yes, Tony Dungy is. I mean, you can't.
I don't care whether you liked his football teams or not. You got to like Tony.
100%. Dungy. And, there's so many people that just create positive changes that are – great for society and for the world.
What about Abner Doubleday?
Yes, Abner Doubleday. And how about, I learned this about a year or so ago, when the Padores family came to the United States at the beginning of the 20th century, we got our citizenship in Cooperstown, New York.
Wow.
So baseball is in my blood, McCurley.
It's in your blood.
It is. Yeah, it is. It really is.
You shed it pretty well,
no
too.
No doubt. How about a guy, are you familiar with Les Brown?
Not sure.
He is a motivational speaker. He's still living. He's not near as active and engaged as he used to be just because of age. He used to be married, I'm pretty sure, to Gladys Knight back in the 90s. But, again, just very positive. Anything that and tremendous story. Anything that comes out of his mouth, people listen. So, yeah, check him out, too.
And I think about locally. We've talked about some of these on your positivity on Monday mornings before. I think about people like Gerald Wallace.
Yes.
Who he made it to the NBA, but he's giving back to his community. He's coaching, his alma mater. And then I think about people like Harold Brooks
who
give – countless hours to young men and boys to keep them from getting in trouble or either killed, to be a father figure, so to speak, to them. I just think about people like that all over the Coosa Valley and all over the state. There are certain people that I feel like needs to be.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this.
The world needs more of that. It just needs simple, positive reinforcement. It really does.
And you may not realize this. I've told everybody else here, but a Sylacauga native has got a connection tonight.
Yeah.
To the National Championship game.
Yeah, the officiating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, you know, and you know, Giddens and Alex talked about this last week. You know you're a good official when nobody remembers that you were the official of that game.
Yeah.
Or they ask you to do. He just got through doing the Fiesta Bowl, Hoss, and he's already doing the National Championship
game
tonight.
He has built quite the portfolio.
I got a feeling.
And that's Dr. Marlowe that we're speaking
of. Yeah, Steve Marlowe. I got a feeling he'll be in the NFL before long.
Why not? I mean, you've reached the pinnacle of the college level, and the college level is more than the professional level nowadays.
Well, you're off today. Are you coming to Chillsburg to watch some basketball?
I might stop by and watch some basketball, no doubt about it. But, yeah, I'm glad that we did this, McCurley, because today on Martin Luther King Day, it's a day of positivity. It's a day of, you know, reflection. Ultimately, the golden rule in life is treat others how you'd like to be treated. So, yeah, just, you know, educate yourselves today on, you know, treating people with respect and really – pouring that into others.
Absolutely. Well, be positive, and you know what to tell them.
Go dominate your day.